The Seventh Sinner by Elizabeth Peters. Copyright 1972 by Elizabeth Peters. This unabridged recording of the reading of The Seventh Sinner was published by arrangement with the Dominic Abel Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in 1997 by Blackstone Audiobooks, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Grace Conlon. This book is 243 pages long. The Seventh Sinner by Elizabeth Peters. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. For vibrant, lovely Jean Sutman, the fellowship to study in Rome was the culmination of all her dreams, until she undertook an innocent expedition to the ancient subterranean temple of Mithra. From the moment she stepped into the pagan darkness and discovered the corpse of the repulsive Albert, one of her fellow students, she was afraid. Not even the comforting presence of the perceptive and practical Jacqueline Kirby could erase the fear which was nourished by one small accident after another. Accidents which come dreadfully close to killing her. Someone was stalking Jean, someone ruthless and determined. Before long, she could see no chance of rescue from the ever-present terror, no hope of escape, nothing except death. Dedication. To Theron, with thanks for all these years of help and advice, and especially for being godfather to this book. Chapter 1. Jean would never forget her first encounter with Jacqueline Kirby. It was